Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you are well. In verses 5 through 7 of Revelation 1, there are 10 facts about Jesus Christ. We've looked at the first 7, and now we are on fact number 8. Jesus is coming with the clouds. That is what Revelation 1:7 says. The Apostle John writes, "Behold, He is coming with the clouds." And yesterday we said John is quoting the prophecy of Daniel, chapter 7. Furthermore, and importantly, we established that this coming is the second coming of Christ in Revelation 19, not the rapture of the church, Christians being snatched away from the earth by Jesus Christ in 1 Thessalonians 4. There are several differences between the rapture of the church and the second coming of Christ, and I am not going to take time now to get into these distinct differences, which are laid out clearly for us in the Bible. However, if this is of interest to you, here is what I invite you to do. Write to me today and ask for the differences between the rapture of the church and the second coming of Christ. Actually, you can do it in a word. Just send me an email. In the subject heading, just type differences. Differences. I'll email right back with those differences. I have them laid out plainly on a Word document. My email address is mark@godisministry.org. That is mark@godisministry.org. And my name is spelled M-A-R-K. Or send me a brief note and mail it to God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. My email and mailing addresses will be given to you again later. What are the differences between the rapture of the church in 1 Thessalonians 4 and the second coming of Christ in Revelation 19? Write to me and ask. What I want to do now is to spend some time on the promise of the second coming of Christ given to us here as fact number 8. Behold, He is coming with the clouds. And so that you can grab a hold of this in your mind, here's a little outline of what I'm going to do over the next couple of days, Lord willing. First, I want to talk with you about why the second coming of Christ matters to you. I want to set the second coming in the context of your life. I'll do this today, beginning in a moment. Second, I want to demonstrate for you that the second coming of Christ is a major theme of Scripture. The entire Bible emphasizes that Jesus will return to the earth. He came the first time, and He is coming again. I'll also tell you about this as we near the end this day. Then tomorrow, I want to take the first part of this phrase, "He is coming," and prove to you that Jesus Himself predicted His own return. We'll look at several scriptures in the Gospels. On Thursday, we'll then see that His first coming was a mission of grace to take away the sins of those who accept Christ. But His second coming is a mission of judgment to condemn those who reject Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. And then I'll end this portion of Revelation 1, verse 7, by telling you that Christ's humiliation must result in His exaltation. We'll do that together on Friday. Well, that's coming up here on God Is, so be with us all week, would you? And first, why does the second coming of Christ matter to you? Let me address this to you as a Christian. The majority of you listening to me believe in Christ. You accept that He is your Savior from sin. You know that you are a sinner. There is a vast evidence for this in how you've lived your life, and you see God as the one who rescues and delivers you from the sin that so easily and devastatingly entangles you. Because of your faith in Christ and your repentance, your genuine sorrow for this sin, Your eternal state is settled. When you die, or when the church is raptured, whichever comes first, you will be with the Lord in heaven eternally, life without end. This is the promise God has made to you, and you believe it because you believe in Christ. Now you say, I am not a Christian. I do not have faith in Christ. So I guess I ought to just turn the dial or delete this podcast. No, wait, not so fast. Stick with me because you will want to hear what I have to say, and there will be direct application for you before this week is over. Nevertheless, let's set the second coming of Christ in the context of the lives of Christ's people first. What does this mean to you as a Christian person? Well, it means so much, but let me speak within my time limits and draw this down to one thought. The second coming of Christ makes what is now unbearable to you bearable. I'll say that again. For the Christian, the second coming of Christ makes what is now unbearable or seems unbearable to you something you can bear. Think with me in your own mind about what burdens you. This shouldn't take long. You've been dealing with this today. Usually our burdens are with us without ceasing. They never give us a break. So you got it? Okay, it is this burden of which I speak. And because you know that Christ is coming again, because you take it as a fact that one day the sky will roll back and Jesus will return to the earth and establish his rule, then you lift your burden up again for now and carry it well because you know you won't be dealing with this, whatever it is, forever. And let me give you an example. Caring for a relative who is unwell. Perhaps even someone with a terminal illness? My wife and I give consistent thought and prayer for a dear friend of ours who had a brain aneurysm that has taken away her ability to move and communicate. And yet, faithfully, her husband takes good care of her. Our friends in Christ faithfully bear the burden of incredibly poor health, and they do it well. How so? This couple does this well because they understand that Christ is coming again, and he will make all things well, including our sister in the Lord. In her perfected body, she will speak and sing and dance and laugh and praise God forever, completely transformed. And all of this because he is coming with the clouds. Jesus is coming. Are you a believer in Jesus who bears such a burden? I think also of believers who provide around-the-clock care for children who are mentally disabled or who have a neurodevelopmental disorder. Just the other day, I observed a father and his son in a supermarket as the son, a tall boy with great physical strength, punched and kicked his dad and screamed at the top of his lungs, clearly a young man whose brain is not functioning normally. And yet there was his father, lovingly bearing with his beloved child. I thought, one day God is going to transform that young man. His mind will be fully functioning on that day. If you are such a parent on this day, I want you to know Christ is coming again. The present burden is not an always and forever future burden. What now may often seem unbearable to you is made bearable because of the second coming of Christ. I do not know what is the nature of your burden. Others of you are weighed down by mental illness, such as being suicidal or existing in severe depression. Maybe you are getting divorced. Do you live with an abusive person? Do you carry around with you the feeling that you're drifting in loneliness? You feel you're being swiftly carried away from the comfort of being known to other people? No one visits. No one calls. Yes, in all of these circumstances, I am speaking to Christians. Being Christ's disciple does not mean a problem-free, perfect life. But look forward with me today and hope for the future. Christ is coming again, and he will lift your burden from you permanently. Keep this in mind as we proceed. I will not speak to you about the second coming as some sort of lecture in theology, separate from the struggles of your present life. I do not want to preach at you in some detached way, directing my thoughts to your mind only. This is not a purely intellectual exercise. No. As always, the Bible, under the ministry of the Holy Spirit, must transform the whole person. I told you I would end today by demonstrating for you that the second coming of Christ is a major theme in Scripture. Let me do so now. Did you know that more than 500 verses throughout this Bible deal with the second coming of Christ? That's right. More than 500 verses. One trusted commentator estimates that one out of every 25 verses in the New Testament testify to, makes reference to, the second coming of Christ. That's one out of every 25 New Testament verses. And yes, that's a lot. So given this, we do not want to pass over too quickly the second coming of Christ. So having set our conversation in the context of our burdened lives, and having seen how the second coming is a major theme in Scripture, tomorrow we will listen to Jesus repeatedly predict his own return. Remember to write to me if you want the differences between the rapture of the church and the second coming of Christ. My addresses will now be repeated, both by email and by mail. So please do write and join me again tomorrow in Revelation 1, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.